채 반 Are you sure, sweetheart, that a dog makes a good nanny? Asks Mr. Darling. An excellent nanny, I should say, answers Mrs. Darling. Nana loves Wendy, Michael, and John so much. She puts them to bed, bathes them, gives them breakfast, and takes them to school. She even sleeps in their room. What else could we possibly want from a good nanny? Well, I suppose you're right, my love, says Mr. Darling. Today is Nana's evening out, so I have to tuck the children in and give them a good night kiss, thinks Mrs. Darling. Good night, Wendy. Good night, Michael. Good night, John. Good night, Mum, whispers Wendy. I think my brothers are asleep, but I am waiting for Peter Pan. Peter Pan? Asks the mother. Yes, a little boy who lives in Neverland. He comes to visit us every night, but I can never stay awake to see him. Peter Pan, thinks Mrs. Darling. I remember him. He is that carefree boy who does not want to grow up. I'm glad that Nana is back. I must tell her to watch the children closely all night. Honey, why is Nana barking so much? Asks Mr. Darling. Let's go upstairs to check up on the children. Look, the window is open, says Mrs. Darling, and Nana has a boy's shadow in her mouth. It is Peter Pan's shadow. We must guard our children closely when he comes to get it back. The children are in their beds, my precious husband. We can safely go to sleep right away. Not before Nana stops barking, says Mr. Darling. If she goes on like that, I will need to chain her up in the garden. What about Peter Pan? He can come when she's outside. The windows are fastened, the kids are safe, even from Peter Pan. The parents are asleep, the dog is outside. It's time to fly over to the children's room to get my shadow back, thinks Peter Pan. Go inside, Tinkerbell, says Peter. Once you are in, my fairy, open the window and help me find my shadow, please. Peter Pan, it's you! You've finally come to me, exclaims Wendy. Why, of course I do. As soon as I get my shadow back, we can fly to Neverland. What do you say to that? Is that where you live? Can John and Michael come too? Asks Wendy. Of course they can. But first, my shadow. It keeps on running away, sobs Peter Pan. I can sew it on for you, offers Wendy. Great! Now it can't get away, laughs Peter cheerfully. Wake the boys, Tinkerbell. Then sprinkle the children with your fairy powder so that they can fly with us to Neverland. Why is Nana barking? Asks Michael. She is worried because we are flying, says Wendy. She wants to wake Mum and Dad. Maybe we shouldn't go to Neverland. Don't worry. In no time at all we should be back, says Peter Pan. Where exactly is Neverland? Ask John and Michael. It's not far, Second to the right and straight on till morning, answers Peter Pan. And now, enjoy flying. It is so great to fly, exclaims Michael. But what is that over there? An island? That's Neverland, answers Peter Pan. It's getting dark. Beware of the pirates, says Tinkerbell. I am sure James Hook is waiting to kill you, Peter Pan.
Hook, the Iron Hand? He is busy running from the ticking crocodile, laughs Peter Pan.
What ticking crocodile? Asks John. The crocodile that has a clock in its tummy, answers Tinkerbell. It wants to eat Hook the pirate. Listen, children, we do have to hurry. My boys are waiting for Wendy. They would really love to listen to her stories for good night. She could be their mum, says Peter Pan. But look! The pirates are aiming their cannons at us. Watch out! Bang! Goes the cannon. Bang! Bang! Is everyone all right? Asks Peter Pan. We are, but we can't see Wendy. She is down there, lying on a clearing, lifeless. That is exactly where my boys are, exclaims Peter. Come on, boys. Build a house around Wendy. She is your mother now. The house is ready, and Wendy is waking up. She is fine, exclaims Michael. Excellent. So now let's go to the Mermaid's Bay and play with them, says Peter. It's fun to play with the mermaids in the bay, says Wendy. But we must go home now. It is getting dark. Listen to me, boys. I'm your mother now. Fine, agrees Peter Pan. Wait, I can see the pirate's ship again. Keep quiet and try to hide. Oh no! They have my friend, the Indian princess, with them.
Help! Help! Help!
Oh no, help! We have to help her, cries Tinkerbell. On my signal, shouts Peter Pan, it's time to fight. Fight? Laughs Captain Hook. Come on, my pirates, let the princess go. I just want Peter Pan. Leave Captain Hook to me, exclaims Peter Pan. Oh no, he's scratching me with his hook. It hurts. Hey, Peter, swim away to the shore in my nest, says a nearby Neverbird. Hurry! Sorry, Captain Hook. I must go now. See you next time. Follow him, my pirates, shouts Hook. Where he lives, find out. But be careful. Don't let him see you. Catch the children one by one when they come out of the house, says Hook. But remember that Peter Pan is mine. We have all of them, Captain. Excellent. Now go back to the ship and wait. I need to take care of my little friend, Peter Pan. Sleeping when I'm visiting. Good for me, chuckles Captain Hook.
3 drops of poison in your drink. Enjoy it. Now I am going to kill the other children.
Wake up, Peter! Shouts Tinkerbell. Hook has the children, and there is poison in your drink. Poison in my drink? You don't believe me? Watch me taste it. Oh no, my little shiny fairy. Tinkerbell, you look so unwell now. Save me, whispers Tinkerbell. Ask all the children in the world to say that they believe in fairies. Children, do you believe in fairies? Shouts Peter. They are saying they believe. Can you hear them, Tinkerbell? You can? You are getting better. Let's fly to the pirate's ship now, says Peter Pan. I am going to pretend to be the ticking crocodile. Tick, tick, tick. The ticking crocodile is coming. Hide me, my pirates, exclaims Hook. No, it's just me, Peter Pan. I am here to feed you to the ticking crocodile. Children, join in the fight. Pirates are dead. And so is Captain Hook, beaten by me and eaten by my ticking friend. Thank you for saving us, Peter Pan, says Michael. You are great. I know I am. We would like to stay with you, Peter, but Michael, John, and I must go home. Don't you like me? Don't you like Tinkerbell and Neverland? We love you, Tinkerbell and the Indian Princess and the mermaids. But Neverland is not our home. Our parents are not here. We just can't stay. I understand. Let's get you home then. My boys would like to have parents. Can they go home with you? Of course they can. Our parents are very good. Come with us too, Peter Pan. I can't. I live in Neverland. Come and visit me every year. Now watch for your house down there. Look out the window, sweetheart, exclaims Mrs. Darling. Peter Pan is bringing our children back. And there are a few other boys coming as well. Very well. We need more beds then. We are lucky we already have Nana, the best nanny in the world.